Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. And it's that time of the week we bring in our good friend Terry Crisp, the legendary Preds TV analyst and multiple-time Stanley Cup champion, brought to you by Highland Group. Crispy, what's going on, brother? I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I know, guys. Believe me, we're the same as everybody else. We're sort of hunkered down in here, hoping to ride this out like everybody's going to. And I was just talking with Sheila this morning. We're sitting up with our coffee and whatnot. And I said, you know, periodically you got to get out. You got to go to the grocery stores, et cetera, and pick up the necessities. And I said, the weird thing is when you go to the grocery store, the people are friendlier than they ever been. And I guess I said to Sheila, you know why? They're the same as us. They're so housebound and so tired of being quarantined by just the two of you that you're going to talk to anybody now. But mind you, from 6 feet away. But you're all friendly, just to hear a different voice for a change.
No question about it. I've kind of found myself in that mold as well. Crispy, we've been talking this week. The Athletic came out with a poll that had Roman Josi winning the Norris Trophy and had him winning it by a pretty wide margin. When you look at the year that Josi has had so far, do you think he should be the Norris Trophy winner if the season were to end and not come back from a regular season point of view?
You know what? Yeah, that's a given for me simply because, let's be honest, I've seen Josi all these years. He's our captain. I've been around him as a young man on and off the ice, and I automatically. But then again, I'd imagine if you just were talking to somebody, I'm talking about Carlson, the one who's leading the league right now as a defenseman and whatnot, they'd say there's no race in this. Carlson's you win it hands down. But I think when you look at what it means to the team, Josi is our team. I mean, all year long, he's been the best for us. He's led us in points. He's led us in big games. He's led talking in the dressing room. And I look at the points are great, yeah, and they play a part in it. But to me, when you're voting these awards and these things throughout the season, I think look as to what the guy has meant to his team. And right now, Josi, to me, is a consummate team man that we've got.
Yeah, what is it about Josi this year, Crispy, that has helped him take it up a notch? Not that it's up a lot. He's been a great player for several years now. But if you're analyzing his game, what has gotten better?
Probably confidence. I mean, when you watch a player, and I used to watch, excuse me for saying this one, but Bobby Orr. And when Bobby Orr took the puck behind his net, our whole bench just held their breath. The guys on the ice were just hoping they could get between him and the net in time to slow him down or whatever. He could make it happen. You knew something was going to happen. Or a pot ban when he would pick that puck up and come down the ice and do it. Or a few other of the defensemen back in that era. Josi is that type of player. And I guarantee you watch the other team's bench. When Josi starts his move down ice and they know he's going coast to coast, half their bench will stand up and see where he's going, what he's doing, yelling at the other players where he is. And I think that's all confidence that you can do it. And I think Josi realizes now that with the situation this team is in, and we don't have a lot of guys out of the back end anymore that can do that, it falls on him. And he takes a lot of pride in it. So I think, I guess the word we're looking for, he's playing with confidence. And well, he should.
Terry Crisp, Preds TV analyst, on the line with us. And Crispy, you've won multiple Stanley Cups. You've won a couple as a player, won one as a coach. I'm sure that they're different experiences, but what's of those has been more satisfying to you, do you think? Winning cups as a player or as a coach?
Well, I got to tell you, real quickly, the satisfaction was when you were a coach, because when the final buzzer goes and you won the cup as a coach, you get that sense of relief in you. And what went through my mind in Montreal that night was the fact that, wow, I saved my job for another year. I'm going to have a job for another year. But being honest with you, as a player, there's nothing like it. I mean, your first ever championship, you start out as a six-year-old kid in Canada, U.S., or Russia, wherever you are, dreaming of winning the Stanley Cup one day, hoping it's all. And then suddenly when that day arrives, as a player, you can't go back over. You can't match it again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime, first time ever. So it's whatever you can go through life, when you do it for the first time, it can't be duplicated as a first time. You can do it again, but there's no feeling. But as a coach, you're worried about 23 guys. As a player, when I played and was going to the rink for the cup, You only worry about yourself. What do I have to do tonight? What do I have to bring tonight to this game to make our team win? What is my responsibility tonight? As a coach, your biggest thing is, did I put the right lineup out there? Have I got the right players in there? Am I putting them out at the right time? Am I shortening my bench at the right time? And you're worried about a lot of personalities at the same time. So, yeah, as a coach, satisfaction. As a player, euphoria.
So as a coach, Crispy, were you, like I think a lot of coaches are, where the losses are worse than the wins are good?
Yeah, you know what? The losses are just, I always had a rule, too, that, and I think Coach Lever, that was the same reason, you don't talk to your players after the game, win or lose. But especially after you've lost a tough one, you've had some rough ones, and you're going through them. As a coach, you learn that you're going to say some things, you might want to say some things that you regret in the morning. So I guess the biggest thing you learn is take the wins, go in the dressing room and tell the guys played a good game, we'll take the 2 points, get ready. But the loss, you take a whole night and morning to dissect it before you go back into it. So the difference is accept the wins and the points, but the losses, take some time to breathe, and then the next day discuss it with your team.
Crispy, there's been a lot of fun players to watch, elite dynamic players to watch over the years in the NHL, from Gordie Howe to Bobby Orr, Gretzky, Lemieux, all these different guys. Which player in today's game do you have the most fun watching in the NHL, in your opinion, and why?
Okay, that's a good one, because we've got so many out there now that can fly. McDavid jumps to my mind. I love to watch this young man play. McKinnon, he's almost the same as David, these youngsters are big, they're fast, they're dynamic. The old-time warrior, who I always wait for him to break open a game, Ovechkin, when he's out there and he's dressed and playing, they get a chance to watch him play. Our league is blessed now with so many young, talented players. Each team usually has one of those. And I think in our sport, the youngsters like McDavid and McKinnon in that era all coming through now are the ones that make a game exciting. And our game, like, I love watching, let's be honest, Grimaldi on our team. When that little guy comes out there in RB, I love, because they're gutsy. They're just war horses out there, those two little guys, and they come at you. We mentioned Josi because, like I said, in my mind, he should win the Norris. So he should be the one to have it. So, yeah, and in the league this year, we're blessed with a lot of young players and exciting players.
Well, Robbie mentioned the poll we had over at the Athletic, you know, with Josi, you know, clearly ahead right now for the Norris. And Leon Draisaitl right now is the leader for the Hart. Robbie said he likes McKinnon. Who would you vote for right now for the Hart Trophy?
I forgot about Draisaitl too, and I should have put him in there because he killed us the last game. I mean, he just personifies what I was just talking about. Out of all those right now, I would have to take Draisaitl. Mm-hmm. He's doing it all. He's got the whole package. He's tough. He's strong. He scores. He back checks. He does it all for his hockey club. And like I said, they were a team that weren't. They were building and building, and now they've got him. So I'm thinking in my mind right now, Draisaitl probably.
Crispy, last thing here for you before we let you go. Obviously, you've won championships. We've talked about that. But if you had to pick one moment in your hockey career that was your favorite moment, what would it be?
You know what? I think going back to my thing was when I played my first NHL game in the Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto. And I made the team, made the cut, stayed there. We were going into Toronto Maple Leafs for our first game, my first game ever, and I just grew up about 3 hours north of Toronto. And I brought my mom and dad down from the north for that game in Toronto. And when I hit the ice for the warm-ups, to go around in warm-ups, it dawned on me, like I had chills, and I said, you know what? I've been waiting to get on this ice my whole life. Maple Leaf Gardens, Toronto Maple Leafs, and look up in the stands and see your mom and dad there. Whether you ever play another game, or whether you don't get another crack at it or whatever, you did it that once. That one time you played in the NHL, you played an NHL game, and you did it in the Maple Leaf Gardens with your parents watching.
That's awesome. That's really good stuff there, Crispy. Crispy, thanks as always for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're having as much fun as you can. And we're all doing the social distancing and the process that we're in right now. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks to you. Thanks to all of our people out there who are adhering to the rules. And we will all get through this together. God bless you all.
Absolutely. Thanks, Crispy. Appreciate you. When we come back, P.K. Subban, former Nashville Predator and current New Jersey Devil, has an interesting idea to pass some time and help entertain folks through this coronavirus situation that we're going through right now. We'll talk about that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.